I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, March 14th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. If you've tuned in, you have managed to set your clocks back or forward. Excuse me. It's spring. We spring forward. Fancy time change way. And so here we are this Monday morning, and we've made it here. So the getting folks to shut up, that is, as we've talked about, that's Robert Marcuse's contribution to cultural Marxism. That's called repressive tolerance. And it's fascinating when folks engage in this kind of behavior and think they're being objective. That happens. Lots of interesting things going on. I sort of got into the deeper roots of cultural Marxism, and John Taylor Gatto was helping us understand that. I think we'll get back to that this week. But first, in other news, I thought this was interesting. Barack Obama says that he tweeted. Apparently, he tested positive for COVID and has a scratchy throat, but he's feeling much better, and Michelle tested negative. So he's happy that they're vaxxed and boosted. Barack Obama on Twitter just tested positive for COVID. 19 hours ago, he tweeted, I've had a scratchy throat for a couple of days, but I'm feeling fine otherwise. Michelle and I are grateful to be vaccinated and boosted, and she has tested negative. It's a reminder to get vaccinated if you haven't already, even as cases go down. And that this was interesting because CNN reporting Albert Bourla, CBS, Face the Nation yesterday. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said some interesting things the way CNN quoted it, many variants are coming, and Omicron was the first one to be able to evade in a skillful way the immune protection that we're giving. It's fascinating, you know, to hear all of this, what I would call nonsense, the way that this is being presented, what's being, I think the presentation of this nonsense is being made in a skillful way. I think that's what's skillful. So to say Omicron was able to evade in a skillful way the immune protection that we're giving. And then Borla was quoted as saying the protection we're getting from the third dose, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. And I thought that was a curious turn of phrase. I don't know, maybe it's me, but I just thought that was a little strange. The protection we're getting from the third dose, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. Okay. It sounds kind of like, you know, spoken like a true eugenicist to me. I don't know, maybe I'm misunderstanding something. But then CNN goes on to quote Borla. Protection after three doses is not that good against infections and does not last very long when faced with a variant like Omicron, which to me sounds contradictory. And I think that's interesting. So it is necessary for a fourth dose right now, Borla told CBS yesterday. And CNN says currently anyone ages 12 and up who got a second dose of the Pfizer vaccine at least 5 months ago can get a third dose. Anyone age 18 and up who got the two-dose Moderna vaccine should get a booster shot 6 months after the second dose, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention. Of course, we got to throw prevention in there because some folks observed that it was interesting controlling disease. Anyone who got the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine should get a booster shot after 2 months, the CDC said. So I'm still wondering. Well, let me just continue with the CNN article. Some moderately and severely immunocompromised people who have had three doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines can already get a fourth dose of vaccine, according to the CDC. But it's not clear if or when the U.S. FDA might authorize a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine for healthy teens and adults. We're just submitting those data to the FDA, and then we'll see what the experts also would say outside Pfizer, Borla told CBS. And then kids under five might soon be able to get vaccinated. Isn't that exciting? So, I don't know. I still maintain that I think this is a bioweapon that is a ticking time bomb. And as soon as we reach maximum market saturation, basically, I think that's about the time the bomb will go off. And, of course, it'll be called the latest variant or something, and a bunch of people are dying because of the latest variant, which will scare some more people into doing something that they otherwise, in good conscience, probably wouldn't do. So we'll see. I hope I'm wrong. But I just thought all of that was interesting this morning. So, first thing, in other news, I thought these things were interesting too. Larry sends me a couple of things. this from the Gateway Pundit. And just like that, DuckDuckGo becomes Google. One-time free search engine now downranks conservative content. I don't know how well, from the article, Jim Hoff opens his article from with a quote from a Gateway Pundit reader. This morning we received this email from a Gateway Pundit reader. Hi, Jim. I don't know if you're aware of it, but it appears that DuckDuckGo is now filtering out your website. It appears. Mm-hmm. And can we say with certainty, see, this is a tricky thing. I'll get into this in a minute. I switched over to their Android app back in 2020, and I could just type in the Gateway Pundit, and your site would be the first to come up. Obviously, you would think thegatewaypundit.com. That would be, you know, I still find it fascinating that folks type URLs into search engines and search bars. But force of habit. Last week, this reader continues, I noticed it wouldn't come up at all anymore unless I add the www in front of it. This morning, I noticed even if I type the whole thing now, it does not come up at all. I just tested the DuckDuckGo search using Chrome and searching on the www.thegatewaypundit.com does not return your site at all, as I'm sure you are getting a bit sick of this. Best, Kevin. So this is sort of an interesting conversation, I think, from a technological standpoint. I don't know if the Gateway Pundit has been serving up the site from the www and non-w address, which you can do if you don't have that reconciled on your server. But that's traffic splitting, and that can be a source of this kind of thing, this problem. And, you know, site architecture can also cause issues of this nature. They're running WordPress, and so Jim Hoft and his crew at the Gateway Pundit, and there are a number of expediency plugins that you can use on WordPress. There are things that you can do to see what they're running. For example, there's a site called BuiltWith, BuiltWith.com, that you can. There's even a browser plugin that you can just use to check domains, and so you can see kind of some of the tools that they're using on their site based on the code that's served up. And so anyway, it looks to me like everything is fine. Continuing from the article, I mean, this issue shouldn't be occurring from what I can tell, especially not from DuckDuckGo, you would think. So Jim Hoff writes, thanks, Kevin. Yes, we are getting a bit sick of this, I imagine. Later today, he writes, we did a search on Gateway Pundit on DuckDuckGo to see what we get. If you search for the Gateway Pundit on DuckDuckGo, they do not even list the front page of our website in their search engine, and they include the Wikipedia slander and every other major hit piece on the Gateway Pundit instead. So that's kind of interesting. You know, you have a number of other fun things, and I can't imagine that those sites are all built better. Again, I'm just trying to look at this from a purely technological standpoint. Is the architecture of these sites so much better that they would be upranked over the actual site that someone is obviously looking for? So Jim continues, we have been disappeared. Despite having millions of readers a day, the top articles that pop up for Gateway Pundit include hit pieces that had no traffic. What adds insult to injury is that the search engines and big tech demons will allow knockoff sites to steal our content word for word, including photos and video, and that is okay. That is approved. This is the evil we are up against. Today, Breitbart posted a report on DuckDuckGo. They have become Google. They are actively censoring conservative content that does not fit their worldview. Via Breitbart, Jim Hoff quotes, popular privacy-focused search engine DuckDuckGo, commonly considered an alternative to Google, has announced that it will be downranking, quote-unquote, sites associated with disinformation, quote-unquote, along with adding information boxes to highlight quality information. The announcement received widespread backlash from DuckDuckGo supporters, who view the changes as adopting the censorship policies of the masters of the universe. And, you know, I don't think there's really any question that's what's happening. You know, again, speaking of Andrew Breitbart and the ghost of Breitbart, if you will, some things have happened at Breitbart.com in the intervening months and years, the decade now, since we lost Andrew Breitbart. And it seems like that all started happening immediately after his passing. And so, speaking of Marcuse and repressive tolerance, I mean, it seems that this is just another surreptitious justification of doing that kind of thing, you know, censoring your political leaders. And this might sound hyperbolic or otherwise sensational, but I would say this gets right back to the subject of eliminationism, the term coined by American political scientist Daniel Jonah Goldhagen in his 1996 book, Hitler's Willing Executioners, Ordinary Germans and the Holocaust. And, you know, the way that Oklahoma City University School of Law professor Phyllis E. Bernard put it, eliminationism, quoting her actually, is the belief that once political opponents are a cancer on the body politic that must be excised either by separation from the public at large through censorship, which is what we're talking about here, or by outright extermination in order to protect the purity of the nation. So we can't have dissenting views. And this goes somewhere. Eliminationism is a godless view, and it the hysterical antagonism, if it remains unchecked, ultimately seems to always culminate in some form of genocide, some kind of extermination, you know, the war against the weak that Edwin Black wrote about. It seems invariably it goes that direction. And it's really, really, it's just shocking, bizarre, and unfortunate that we're watching this in America. But this is what we're seeing. And there will be conversations where people will say, well, you know, we have to do this to some extent. Anyway, continuing the article, quoting Breitbart, again, in a recent Twitter post, the CEO of privacy-focused search engine DuckDuckGo announced that the company would be downranking sites associated with disinformation, which has been a popular tactic by Google for years to reduce user access to content it considers objectionable. DuckDuckGo CEO Gabriel Weinberg tweeted about the decision, stating that it was an effort to reduce Russian disinformation online. Are they downranking RT? I wonder. Maybe we'll try a little test. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back. So Jim Hoff concludes his article with a couple of tweets by Gabriel Weinberg over at DuckDuckGo. And Weinberg adding DuckDuckGo's mission is to make simple privacy protection accessible to all. Doesn't that sound egalitarian? Privacy is a human right to and transcends politics, which is why about 100 million people around the world use DuckDuckGo. Then parenthetically, he closes his tweet with, we don't have an exact count since we don't track people. Which is not to say that, you know, room 641A does not exist and someone or other somewhere isn't tracking everyone by splitting traffic, if you know what I mean. Or, you know, other different, more fancy and sophisticated ways to do the same kind of thing. So, just trying to play devil's advocate a little bit and, you know, see if there's a legitimate reason for this, and it's not downranking, seems to be unfruitful. So I don't see any technological reason at a glance why this would be happening, and that the Gateway Pundit would be effectively censored from DuckDuckGo search, and instead in its place search results are swapped with defamatory content, I would say, and also possibly plagiarism. So I think that's interesting. Weinberg also said, you know, it's interesting, stating that this was an effort to reduce Russian disinformation online. Like so many others, I am sickened by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the gigantic humanitarian crisis it continues to create. Hashtag stand with Ukraine, Weinberg stated, adding at DuckDuckGo, we've been rolling out search updates that downrank sites associated with Russian disinformation. So I wonder if we do a search for a maybe an article headline from RT, if DuckDuckGo will pull up RT first or at the top of the results. No, I guess RT is downranked. No, there it is. RT is front page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 results down. If I search Russia issues strong warning to, that doesn't make sense, to leaving firms. Yeah, there we go. Or how about this article? Civilians killed as Donetsk hit by ballistic missile, the DPR says. Let's see if that one shows up. Yeah, it's down a ways, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 search results down. Interesting. But I don't know, right at the top of the list, Mr. Benoon's video from 5 years ago, I guess, is at the top of the list. That's interesting. So, I don't know. RT is front page, although down quite a ways. I've noticed lately that DuckDuckGo seems to be behaving very peculiar in terms of search results. I'm, you know, obviously they're doing something, and it's not just in this kind of news and information. It's in all kinds of things. I've been noticing it with technology stuff lately. The results are not fantastic, and what I think is curious is I've actually used Google a few times instead, and the results are dramatically different. And ironically, you know, with the technology stuff in particular, Google seems to be helpful. I don't like to use Google for anything because I'd like to see Google go away, but the search engine is helpful for some things, it seems. So this is just, I don't know, it's not the worst thing in the world that search engines don't perform as expected, I suppose. It makes us work a little harder and be mindful. There's also this, well, I'll mention that when we get back, and we'll go to the phones first when we come back. Stick around.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. I hashtag stand with Ukraine too, but wait, not in the way you might think. And, you know, I've talked about this. We'll get into this more. Speaking of that, Larry sends me this, you know, Ukraine, it was all written in the Rand Corp plan. Exactly. And that's, you know, kind of my point. I'm not a fan of provocational, you know, leading by the nose, the R2P doctrine, essentially, or not R2P, but before R2P, there's P2OG, proactive, preemptive operations group, stimulating responses, that kind of thing, or drawing certain folks into certain traps and things. That's not okay. And so, you know, the African proverb, again, I think applies with force: when elephants fight, the grass suffers. So we'll get back to that in a minute. First, to the phones, Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Christopher.
Good morning, sir.
I'm on Iran here. I told Julie I'd try to do it in 3 minutes. I'll try. Anyhow, I made some mistakes and errors, and I said, I don't know, a couple of weeks back that I'd vote for the Governor Reynolds here. And I also said for the last year that I'd never vote for president again. Well, why I'd vote for Reynolds is because she was trying to keep the jab down, you know. But when she said last week, you know, support Ukraine, that did it. I'll never vote for her. But on YouTube, and I use YouTube a lot, and I watched the debate and the 2020 debate between Trump and Biden. And by golly, that was an eye-opener. But getting back to Reynolds, I was at the Iowa caucus. I was a representative for Rand Paul. And when she was vice governor then, and when she's up on the stage there yapping on, and she said, you know, that if they put the label on the grocery cans, the ingredients, she said that's going to cost us a lot more money. And, boy, everybody clapped and held up their hands, you know, that that was a good thing. It would bring up the cost of canned goods because of the labeling of the ingredients. And there was a big yell of okay and clapping. And then I hollered out damn loud. I said, I can't do it on the phone here, but no. But I... Man, you could hear it clear to Des Moines. And anyhow, she flinched so bad that I imagine she wet her pants, but it was like a gunshot going off to her, you know, that I hollered this no so goddamn loud. But anyhow, I watched on YouTube the second debate between Trump and Biden. So I said that I'd never vote for president again. I am going to vote for Trump. I'm going to campaign for Trump. And so. But anyhow, why I've been in trepidation so long is when he was at the Vatican, talking to the first beast of Revelation, which is the Roman papacy, if looks could kill when they were eyeball to eyeball, Trump would have been a dead man. And that, I got that, you know, and I like to watch people face to face. Now, a psychopath or a sociopath can lie so damn well because they have no conscience and even pass a lie detector test. So, but if you watch and listen, and I always say listen between the words and you know, read between the lines, and if you have enough information, especially biblical education and prophecy, then you can... It'll improve your discernment. And so I'm going to vote for Trump. And then on public television, there's, I got to watch my language here, but Beach Idol, crap, lies. But some truth comes out, and I could go on about that, but and I always mention AmazingDiscoveries.org, AmazingDiscoveries.org. If you can't get to that, go to YouTube, and anything you see with Walter Weiss, Walter Weiss, VALTERBEITH, go through it. And I've said before, and you have, the Hegelian dialectic, and I said, start, if you want to inspect something, look at your own heart, look at your own soul, you know, start with yourself and see how much you think and how, and what you believe and why you believe it. Well, I wish I had the ability and the talent, which I don't. I would like to have a three-hour show, but it'd take me about 6 months to get my message out. And you're the man. You're the one that's doing it. Okay, I went over 3 minutes. I don't know. But anyhow, I'm going to vote for Trump. And it was an eye-opener when I seen it. And I can tell you about other websites and one, too. Boy, did I forget AmazingDiscoveries.org. People, have the guts and the courage to go there. Okay, buddy. Bye-bye. Hope to see you in Montana someday. Goodbye. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Ferndale. Head to Ferndale. Back to the phones. Thanks, Fred. Much appreciated, as always. Back to the phones. Charlie in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Angus.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's the date on that article that you were reading from the Gateway Pundit?
It is, I gotta go back several tabs now. Where was I? March 10.
I'm sorry, what?
March 10, 2022.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's would have been before. I can never remember the Jim Hoffer. Is it Joe Hoff?
I can never remember
mm-hmm. which one is which. But I know that I was going to say the other day, I believe they published an article where they pointed out that Joe Biden's son has he had investment ties to the labs that they have over there in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking maybe that this is a more recent article. It was just published since that one. But yeah, I don't know if you knew that or not, but yeah. So, you know, they announced that there were labs over there, and then they turned around the next day and said there weren't. But we know there are. And so I just wanted to point that out. I was thinking maybe they got in trouble for pointing that out, you know.
Probably.
But no, it was after that, though, so it wouldn't have had anything to do with that.
Well,
yeah, that's really...
It might be something similar to, you know, what you're talking about. So the article that you're referring to, I think, is the same day, actually, and it's probably breaking exclusive Hunter Biden firm Rosemont Seneca invested in firm tied to Ukrainian biolabs. Is that the... Okay.
That's it. That's the article, yes.
So that was published the same day.
Yeah. It was published the same day. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were connected. Yeah. Maybe they were connected.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
after all.
Well, you know, and who knows exactly what the specifics are as far as the downranking and the nature of, you know, exactly as to why search engines don't disclose how they do what they do, any of them, you know. But I know from that article that you mentioned, you know, there's this section, for example, the link that was Joe Hoft, that article. But he included this sentence, InfoWars put together an excellent article with connections between Hunter Biden and the firm Metabiota, which was involved in the creation of biolabs in Ukraine. And that article is linked. So, you know, I don't know what influence those kinds of things might have, but...
Well, I think they have some.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I think they have some. I definitely do. I used to use that DuckDuckGo because I thought it was a good search engine and everything, but I'm not going to use it anymore. I don't know. I'm going to go to one of these that, you know, that like smart page or something like that,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, I'm tired of everybody, you know, looking in on my business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to avoid that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I think that SmartPage has a way that you can censor out all that stuff, but I haven't been on it in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's going, but you can even do it by URL, you know, filter mm-hmm. out stuff. Anyway, that's all the news I've got for today. I just thought I'd throw that out there for a food for thought.
I appreciate
okay,
it.
Thank
Charlie.
You very much. Yeah.
You bet.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Much appreciated, as always. Yeah, that's definitely relevant and, you know, curious for sure. And, you know, that I think the article by Joe is, that's an interesting addition to the discussion. So real quick, getting back to Ukraine, speaking of that, this other piece that Larry sent over from geopolitics.co, this was published yesterday, Ukraine, it was all written in the RAND Corporation plan. So this article, while it reads the strategic plan of the United States against Russia, and this, so, you know, you have to ask yourself when you see these kinds of things, how much of this is real? How much of it is theater? And what I mean is, so if this is something that we can find and know, this is published in over at rand.org, and you can still pull up this monograph, this RAND Corporation monograph, Overextending and Unbalancing Russia, Assessing the Impact of Cost-Imposing Options, which includes... this little deal on page 4 of the PDF under the section Geopolitical Cost-Imposing Measures. There's this: providing lethal aid to Ukraine would exploit Russia's greatest point of external vulnerability, but any increase in U.S. military arms and advice to Ukraine would need to be carefully calibrated to increase the cost to Russia of sustaining its existing commitment without provoking a much wider conflict in which Russia, by reason of proximity, would have significant advantages. So, you know, you have to wonder, you see this in a monograph, does Russia not know about the RAND Corporation? And on the same page, there's a photograph with the caption, Syrian Democratic Forces trainees, representing an equal number of Arab and Kurdish volunteers, stand in formation at their graduation ceremony in northern Syria, August 9, 2017. So, when I see things like that, I wonder, you know, how do places like the RAND Corporation come into possession of these photographs? This is supposed to be secret, you know, insurgency or counterinsurgency, depending on, you know, how you define terms and which side of this discussion you're on. It's supposed to be secret military training. So how does the RAND Corporation come into possession of this perfectly photographed moment. And no matter how you might try to explain it away, the fact remains that if you're doing something like this, you probably aren't photographing it. And so why is there a Time Magazine-esque sort of photo that that accompanies this monograph? And so, you know, it seems, in my humble estimation, that, you know, at least part of the answer is that, you know, there is a high degree of this kind of narrative that amounts to theatrics and leading folks by the nose at various levels. You know, again, it's the Arthur Conan Doyle meets Encyclopedia Brown, choose your own adventure. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Blackout, because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
back.
All right, just continuing from this piece over at Geopolitics, Ukraine, it was all written in the Rand Corporation plan. This is, from the article, the strategic plan of the United States against Russia was elaborated 3 years ago by the Rand Corporation, the manifesto, Rand Corp, how to bring down Russia, May 21, 2019. Rand Corporation, et cetera, et cetera, prides itself on having helped devise the strategy that enabled the United States to emerge victorious from the Cold War, forcing the Soviet Union to consume its resources in a grueling military confrontation. This model has inspired the new plan elaborated in 2019, overextending and unbalancing Russia, i.e. forcing the adversary to overextend itself in order to unbalance and knock it down. So it's just layers of the onion. Again, this sort of sets aside the creation of superpowers by the same international industrialist forces, which Anthony Sutton, for one, detailed and extensively documented in several volumes. I read recently from Major Jordan's diaries, same kind of thing, or actually, you know, citing Major Jordan's diaries, I read from Jack Otto's World War III, and the curious observations that Major Jordan was privy to. So from this Rand monograph, Overextending and Unbalancing Russia, Assessing the Impact and of Cost-Imposing Options, it's fascinating. This monograph is public domain, so there are all of these little charts that are included, as Rand always does, you know, maritime cost imposing options, likelihood of success in extending Russia, And you get to the end of the report, last two pages, last page in particular, last two or three pages, I guess. And there are the options that are listed and likelihood of success. And again, one wonders, you know, it's a 12 page report. Does Russia not read the things that Rand publishes? So it's a curious thing. Not to mention, Rand is not exclusively United States military advice, which is something that we've talked about on this broadcast in the past. That'll do it for the first hour already. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.